Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OPAP First Half 2017 Financial Results conference call. Please note that a PDF presentation for the results is now available on OPAP website, www.opap.gr, under the section for Investor Relations. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Damian Cope, CEO of OPAP. Mr. Cope, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, operator, and good morning or good afternoon to everyone. I'm delighted to welcome you to OPAP's H1 2017 Investor Conference call. As always, we're here to update you on what has happened in OPAP since our Q1 call back in June. We'll then answer any questions you may have. To begin with, let me pass you over to our CFO, Michael Hoost, who will go through our numbers and comment on some of the underlying economic trends. Michael, over to you.
Thank you, Damian. Hello, everybody. Starting with the economy, as also mentioned in the previous call, Greece seems to be gradually reverting to the modest but still positive growth rate. GDP in Q2 2017 increased by 0.7%, which following the 0.5% growth in the first quarter shaved an overall 0.6% in the first half of the year. The main pillars behind the reported growth in H1 were gross fixed capital formation and private consumption, partially counterbalanced by higher trade deficit. Retail sales also headed north for the six-month period. After excluding automotive fuels, sales increased by 2.5%. Going forward, official full-year projections call for a material acceleration of the GDP trends, although increased tourism receipts should indeed aid in Q3 GDP. It is also true that the increased personal income taxation payments should have disposable income within the second half of the year, while consumer confidence, which is the leading indicator, fell by 1 point in Q2 2017. Amid this environment, OPAP GGR for the more indicative 6 month period increased by 1.4%, thus following and actually slightly outperforming private consumption. On a quarterly basis, even though our headline figure calls for a 2.5% drop, this is exclusively on the back of the absence of the Euro Cup-related turnover and the lack of jackpot streaks in Joker. Should we exclude Stoixima for the comparison, GGR for the quarter would actually increase and significantly outpace Q2 private consumption 0.4% growth. The same obviously applies to NGR, which on a reported basis actually came in lower by 2 percentage points for the quarter. Going to EBITDA, note that the reported EBITDA comparison on year-on-year was distorted by both 12.1 million litigation provision that burdened this year Q2, as well as one-off income of 6.5 million in Q2 2016. As such, recurring EBITDA in Q2 2017 declined by 15.6% at 64 million. On the back of both lower revenues as well as higher development expenses, linked with the implementation of the new projects. On the latter, IT increased by 20% in the first half as both VLT and virtual games revenue sharing agreements came into effect. In addition, marketing expenses also increased as the introduction of virtuals obviously was accompanied by an advertising campaign in order to quickly raise Mantas awareness. Staff costs moved in line with first quarter trends, as the enhancement of the workforce is continuing so as to adequately cover our needs in fields like IT, VLTs, and sales. As for the near future, it would be fair to assume that both IT and staff costs would follow roughly the same trends, whereas marketing expense should probably hover around last year's levels. Balance sheet-wise, our cash reached 330 million, which together with our gross borrowing of 547 led to a net debt position of 217 million at the end of the period. Needless to say that we deem that our financial position is very strong and as also proven by the intended distribution of 10 cents interim dividend, we stick to our long-term commitments related to the distribution of the bulk of the free cash flow. The latter is of higher importance given that our CapEx plan for 17 and 18 still stand at around 120 million and this is excluding our recent increase of our stake in Neurosoft, which amounted to 34 million. on year-to-date level, we have already spent $35 million, the bulk of which is the last tranche of the horse races license, and to a lesser extent, the investment into the SSBT, new terminals and VLTs. Turning to our segmental performance and starting with betting, GGR improved its run rate, declining by 1.2% in Q2 versus 4.1% in H1. The recovery was mostly a result of the successful and faster than expected rollout of virtual games across the company's shop estate. On top, the improved sequential performance gains importance given the tough comparables due to the absence of the Euro Cup contribution, which was around $19 million last year, as well as the unfavorable sports results and subsequently increased Stichima payout that was commonplace across bookies in second quarter. All in all, we find that Stichima performance was satisfying and continue our actions that combine both SSBTs and a new online platform that will hopefully enforce our dynamics in the following quarters. Going back to virtuals, setting aside a good start, their impact seems to be considerably incremental, at the same time attracting new and different customer groups in the agency environment. We plan to enhance the game with exciting new content in the following quarters. When it comes to lottery, Q2 performance was lower due to the lack of high jackpots versus the same period last year. However, when assessing the more indicative H1 performance, which is smoothing out any volatility, lottery GGR actually increased by 1.1%, pretty much in line with private consumption trends. With regards to Keno, we are carefully assessing the impact of both virtuals and VLT on the game. Although it's too early to say, preliminary science confirms our view that the new games are, at least up to now, leading to considerable incrementality, with cannibalization which is staying within our budgeted ranges. Obviously, as the VLT rollout is continuing and virtual games become more established, the mutual impact will be of high importance. As such, we will continue to monitor the correlation between the products, which will obviously drive our business decision for the next years. Hellenic Lotteries continue the streak of consecutive quarters growth, advancing by 5.1% for the first half. Scratch was the outperformer of this segment, while Passive also improved their run rates versus Q1 2017. Going forward, the second half of the year is coming with tough comparables, and as such, our performance will probably ease a bit. On our part, we will continue to enhance our product line by launching new ticket series and ensuring that we stay up to date with players' preferences. Going lastly to the VLTs, our revenue for the first half of the year reached $9.4 million, while standing at $7.5 million in the second quarter. The figure is still small due to early stage of the rollout at the time, as by June 30th, we have installed roughly 3,000 machines. Still in line with what we said in the first quarter related to a required ramp-up period of 6 to 18 months on a shop level, Q2 performance for those VLTs that run for the full course of the quarter improved by 20% versus Q1, reaching an absolute GGR figure of €43 per VLT per day. This uplift is supporting our rationale related to the gaming host maturity and as such could be enhanced further as players are gradually becoming more aware of the gaming hall concept. Damien will definitely tell you more on the VLTs and with that I'm passing over to him.
Thank you, Michal. I'll now update you on some key business developments and will also comment briefly on the outlook for the year. You should all be well aware that OPAP is undergoing a fundamental transformation of its business and operations, notably the technology migrations of all our major gaming platforms and the replacement within the next 12 months of almost every key piece of equipment operating in our shops. We are also undertaking one of the largest VLT rollouts ever to take place in Europe. I'm therefore pleased with OPAP's ability to deliver a consistent underlying financial performance whilst also undertaking these complex but critical projects. Turning first to our retail network, you will remember that early 2017 was marked by the significant change in the relationship between OPAP and our hard-working agents. This has aligned our interests and created a more positive environment, enabling closer collaboration in the future. Based on our most recent agent opinion survey, the level of overall agent satisfaction with OPAP as a partner continues to increase. We're also now deep in the process of upgrading our agency's infrastructure, which will allow for the rollout of new products and services. And needless to say that in tandem with the rollout, we continue spending thousands of training hours on new products throughout classroom, on-the-job trainings, and OPAP Retail Academy e-learning courses, supported during the summer by 150 local strategy workshops with our agents across Greece. Turning now to our products, this year has witnessed the introduction of several new products for our customers. As you will remember, we started the VAT rollout in Q1, reaching a position of 1,355 machines live by the end of March, and then 3,031 machines operating by the end of Q2, in line with our commitment during the previous call. I want to once more stress the huge complexity of this project, which involves the coordination of an extremely wide range of activities and is on a daily basis facing a large, often moving list of implementation requirements. Despite the challenges of the quiet summer holiday period, especially during August, we've made good progress since June. Today we have just over 5,000 machines live across 149 gaming halls and 470 shops, with a number of additional locations in the pipeline which are constructed and ready but waiting final certification. We're expecting that the pace of our rollout will continue to increase, and by the end of Q3 we expect to have around another 500 VLTs in place, with a total of around 10,000 machines live by the end of 2017. We're obviously watching the process of the draft VLT bill closely. If the bill is voted as it is currently drafted, it will clearly require us to review our existing rollout plans and current proposed machine allocations. But for now, our existing plans are unaffected. Performance-wise, and as Mikhail has already mentioned, we feel that our reported VLT GGR for Q2 confirms our view of the steady GGR ramp-up rate. In terms of VLT customers, the data related to demographics and VLT's usage demonstrates that, as expected, we are bringing to OPAP a new set of players. Out of our 70,000 player base that have played VLTs at least once year to date, around 25% are female and more than 35% are younger than 35. As for the overall rollout, we continue to learn from our experiences and are continually looking to optimize every stage of the overall process. In addition, we are actively supporting both our shop and gaming hall agents to ensure that we constantly deliver operational improvements and share best practice across our network. And with our VLT vendor partners, we continue to closely manage game and cabinet performance and are planning the addition of new game content. The introduction of virtuals provided another new and exciting product for our customers, expanding the range of betting opportunities on offer within our shops. The rollout to the entire estate was concluded in May ahead of expectations, and the initial performance has been positive. As in other jurisdictions, virtual sits comfortably alongside other products, notably sports betting, and has quickly been accepted into the wider customer offering. We continue to improve our retail sports betting product with an increasing number of enhanced and improved pricing offers that have noticeably improved our customers' perception of the product. However, we believe that the most significant long-term improvement to our retail sports betting will come via SSBTs. We've now commenced the SSBT rollout using the Playtech BGT platform, and today we have more than 570 terminals through a mixture of tablets and cabinets across 286 agencies, aiming to reach around 1,500 terminals by the end of the year. We'll further increase their number ahead of the 2018 World Cup, with the exact number and terminal mix dependent on performance. So far, and although it is early days, performance is in line with our expectations, bringing new customers to our agencies and delivering a higher proportion of live betting volumes. Our technology transformation plans remain on track, and we have a particularly important few months ahead of us as some of the first major migration steps will be undertaken. The OPAP team and our partners are working hard to deliver this change, and we remain confident that we will be able to execute all these plans by the summer of 2018 as planned. We also expect to have our new digital platform to be ready by the end of this year, with a commercial launch planned for Q1 2018. Overall, the OPAP team has significantly expanded this year with over 200 new hirings in 2017, primarily in the areas of technology, VLTs, and retail, while our recent employees engagement survey has also demonstrated positive results. I must once again thank everyone in the OPAP team for their hard work, continued commitment, and persistent enthusiasm in the delivery of our numerous objectives. We also continue to work closely with the HGC on tackling the illegal gaming activities across Greece, as this remains an ongoing challenge, particularly in the area of illegal gaming halls. You should also be aware that the Greek finance ministers recently submitted to Parliament a draft bill amending the gaming law and introducing changes to the VLT's concession in an attempt to enhance the effectiveness of regulatory controls and address social concerns. While final voting is pending, the revised terms would have a neutral effect for OPAP, as the total number of VLTs permitted in the country would be lowered to 25,000 from 35,000 previously, and the adverse impact from this reduction would be offset by an 8-year extension of the concession. At the same time, the requirement for allocation of the 18,500 machines through an international tender to sub-concessionaires is eliminated, and the deployment of the 25,000 terminals is solely aligned with OPAP, with a final deployment deadline set at the end of 2019. We're obviously continuing to monitor the parliamentary process closely. In summary, 2017 so far has been a year of notable progress on many fronts, with major advances towards our long-term ambitions and 2020 vision. As promised, we are rolling out new, popular products, attracting new players, investing in people and technology, and together with our agents, improving the overall customer experience. We're confident that H2 will deliver good year-on-year growth for OPAP and will set us up well for a strong 2018 and beyond. With that, I'm concluding my opening statement, and we're now ready to address any questions you may have. Thank you for your patience and attention.
The first question comes from Mr. Draziotis Samatis from Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi there, and thank you very much for taking my questions. Two, if I may, please. The first one on the VLT performance. You referred to an improving trend for the machines that operated for a full quarter from 35 in Q1 to 43 in Q2. Firstly, could you comment on whether there is further improvement in Q3 or actually in September, given that July and August have probably been slow due to the summer period? And also, should we assume that the machines that entered the network during the second quarter had a similar performance, i.e. about 35 euros during their initial rollout period? So that was the first question. And secondly, on virtual games, if you could tell us how much these contributed in Q2, please.
Hi. So for the first question, we don't want to comment too much on the current trading, but you are right that there was a summer period which is a bit dead. So your question is right to basically orient it on September. So just an indication, definitely in September so far, I mean up to today, we see an increasing trend in that performance on those machines that we are basically indicating in the presentation. So the trend is in line with, let's say, what we communicated about the ramp-ups, which are from 6 to 18 months, depending on the different shops, let's say. But this is roughly the range of the ramp-ups. So definitely we see an improvement in September. On the second part of that question about the other machines which were put into the operations, yes, they follow more or less the same pattern, let's say, of the performance. So you can to some extent extrapolate it. For the second question on the virtuals, I think I cannot answer.
Okay.
We are on purpose not basically giving breakdown by products, so we don't want to give a full answer on that. But what I can say is that definitely it seems that the product, as Damian mentioned, was very well accepted by the customer base and is incremental, let's say, to the business and to the turnover story. Right? Definitely there is a positive impact. And that was already reflected in the Q2 sports betting performance, as we are mentioning, which basically we almost closed the gap to the Euro Cup, which was missing in this year. So that's definitely something that you can to some extent consider, that the virtuals were on air basically only 1 month for the quarter, and through this we were able to basically close those gaps to the Euro Cup. For let's say current trading, definitely again there is some continuation of the improved business trends with revenues growth compared to the last year, which is aided by the new products of VLTs and virtuals, which are incremental, as we said.
Okay, thank you. And to follow up. So as far as I understand, you are basically seeing growth for your business as a whole in Q3. If you could confirm this, if you could comment a bit on the performance of the VLTs that have been rolled out in gaming halls as opposed to betting outlets, please.
So yes, I can confirm the first statement. there is a growth in the third quarter so far, on the VLTs, we don't want to comment on this. It's too early and it's too premature because let's say we have a big differences in the performances across the whole shop network in let's say both gaming halls and the shops. So the adoption rates are really significantly different in per shop. It's per shop basis, it's not per segment basis. So in that case, we don't want too much comment so far. I think it's preliminary. And I think at some point of time, we would most probably share more details when we have more mature, let's say, product and we would basically have more understanding of what was the real trends. We don't want to mislead you with some preliminary conclusions.
Okay, that's not a problem. And just to confirm, you said that by Q3 you aim to have how many machines? 5,500? Did you say?
We've got just over 5,000 now. We should have another 500 by the end of the month. So
perfect. Okay, thank you very much.
About that number.
The next question comes from Mr. Kourtesis Iakovos from Piraeus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. If I may ask if you could repeat for us what is the target for the machines and in how many gaming halls and top-ups agencies for VLTs for by year end, and the same on SSBTs. I think that you've said about this 1,500. And in terms of the IT costs, how should I think for 2018, which is mainly a transformation year for you due to the migration from Intralot's systems to the new tech providers' systems? Would you see an increase of the same trend, circa 20% from year over year for 2018? In terms of your dividend policy, I see you announced an interim dividend. Do you still stay on your position about the bulk of free cash flow to be distributed to shareholders? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll take the first one, there were two sort of half questions, if you like, and then Mikhail can pick up the following two. I said we're going to aim for about 10,000 by the year end. Again, if you look at our run rate over the last possible quarters and the fact that we hope to increase our pace, that seems achievable, so about 10,000. I won't give the split, though, between gaming halls and shops, though, because, again, there are a lot of variables there. And I did say we're aiming for about 1,500 at least SSBTs by the end of the year as well.
Thank you.
So for the other questions, for the dividends, yes, basically we stick to our policy to distribute the bulk of the free cash flow to the shareholders. There's no change on that. And that basically, as well, we stick to our policy to distribute basically semi-annually the dividends. Again, there's no change on that. And on the other questions about the costs, let's say what we said that the marketing cost we expect would be roughly on the level of the last year, and in the that's correct that in the personal cost and in the IT cost this would be roughly more or less the evolution. We must say, and maybe we must to some extent flag out, that in the IT, due to the transformation and due to the thing that we are working basically in parallel in the two systems on the implementation of the new system and still we are working on the old system. And this would be accelerating, let's say, towards the second half of the next year, in which we would be gradually launching the new systems while we are still on the old systems, because it would be launched piece by piece. You would definitely see some duplicities in the cost for some very short period of time, let's say in the next 9 months, and you need to some extent take this into the account in your assumptions. Let's say this would be definitely a burden of the transformation.
This refers to the first half of 2018?
Yes, mostly. But we are already seeing this impact in the implementation phase, because we spent some money on the implementation. We definitely spent human resources on the implementation while we are still running the in parallel system. So that's the reason of the decreases. This is basically temporary increases there, because after we basically finalize everything and we will be swapped to the new systems, we should have significant reduction of the IT costs.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Cope, there are no more questions registered at this time. You may now proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. Look forward to talking to you all again soon. Thank you. Have a good day.